If you're watching this, it's likely because the joy and music of the Christmas season feel more painful than peaceful this year. For so many of us, this time of year isn't marked by celebration, but by loneliness. Every carol, every glittering light can feel like a spotlight on an empty chair at the table, magnifying a deeply felt loss. You keep hearing it's the most wonderful time of the year, but you feel isolated in your grief just trying to get through the holidays. I've been there, and here's what I discovered. Jesus offers me a gift, peace of mind and heart. Today, we're going to look at a promise that Jesus left with his disciples and how we can turn that promise into a prayer that changes everything when your heart aches this Christmas. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and as someone who understands that faith and pain often coexist, I'm so glad you're here listening to this. What if I told you that the very first Christmas wasn't serene or comfortable? It was God entering a messy, broken world on purpose. And that same God wants to meet you in your hurt right now. Today, we're going to learn a scripture-based prayer that connects your pain to God's presence, a prayer that shows how hope can break through, even when Christmas hurts. The prayer is based on a promise Jesus gave to his disciples. It's in John 14:27, and I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Did you notice that Jesus didn't say, don't be sad? He didn't say, cheer up and put a smile on your face. He said, don't be troubled or afraid. And that's because we can receive his gift of peace regardless of our circumstances. Like I mentioned in my previous message, our God brings peace into chaos. Declare this promise with me. Jesus offers me a gift, peace of mind and heart. One of the heaviest burdens that we carry during the holidays is the pressure we feel to be happy. We see smiles all around us and a question echoes in our hearts. Why don't I feel that joy? Instead, we feel like we have to put on a brave face and pretend everything is okay. But here's a point I don't want you to miss. God never asks us to pretend. In fact, the Bible tells us to mourn with those who mourn. My friend, your tears are not a sign of a lack of faith. They're a sign of love. They are a gift from God to help process the deep pain of loss. And there is no shame in your tears. God understands sorrow, and he gives us permission to grieve. If trying to focus on the joy of the season feels impossible this year, you don't have to choose between your grief and your faith. God doesn't ask you to make that choice. He embraces your hope and your heartache. Acknowledging your pain isn't a step away from God. It's the first step toward letting him meet you right where you are. Your grief doesn't disqualify you from the hope of Christmas, friend. It actually places you right at the heart of its true meaning. Peace that surpasses human understanding came into the world with Jesus. We simply receive this gift. We don't have to create it or conjure it or fake it. We simply receive it. Declare this promise with me again. Jesus offers me a gift, peace of mind and heart. The version of Christmas that we see on greeting cards is so often sanitized, but the reality of that first Christmas was anything but clean and quiet. It was messy. It's okay for Christmas to be messy. Let's look at the Christmas story. It begins in Matthew chapter 1 with a young, unmarried girl in an occupied town who's told she will bear a child. Now, this was a scandal that could have led to her public disgrace. Her fiancé, Joseph, planned to dismiss her quietly until an angel intervened in a dream. Then, as Luke chapter 2 records, Mary and Joseph are forced to travel miles on foot while she is crazy pregnant, and not for a joyful family visit, but because of a government decree. When they finally arrive, there's no room for them. They end up in a place meant for animals, a feeding trough serving as the first cradle for the Son of God. And soon after, Matthew tells us that they would become refugees, fleeing a paranoid king who ordered the murder of children under the age of 2. This messiness of the Christmas story isn't an inconvenient detail. It is the entire point. The prophet Isaiah foretold a Messiah who would be a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. God didn't arrive in a palace like a prince, but shepherds were sent by a heavenly host to a manger, and wise men followed a star to worship the king born in Bethlehem. God entered into chaos, and you know what? He still does. God is with us in the messy places. He isn't a God who is distant from our suffering. He is a God who stepped right into it. This is the profound truth of the name the angel gave Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God with us. If this is speaking to your heart, if you're feeling even a sliver of hope hearing this, would you please be sure to click that like button? I know it's a small thing, but it helps this message find its way to other people who might be feeling alone and hurting this Christmas. I believe in the power of our words to shift the atmosphere, which is why I want us to declare this precious promise together. Jesus offers me a gift, peace of mind and heart. Will you believe and speak that truth with me? Jesus offers me a gift, peace of mind and heart. I promise to give you a scripture-based prayer that connects your pain to God's presence. This prayer isn't about magic words that will erase your heartache. It's about opening the door of your heart and inviting Emmanuel to come and sit with you in your pain. Jesus spoke the words in our scripture-based prayer in his final hours with his disciples before going to the cross, when he promised to leave them with the gift of peace. It's God's will for us to be at peace. So if you can, find a comfortable position, close your eyes, and take a slow, deep breath. Come to God with honesty, using John 14:27 to begin your prayer like this. You promised to give us peace of mind and heart. Unlike world peace, your peace settles over the messiness. Fill me with the peace that only you can give, and keep me from being troubled or afraid. My friend, that prayer starter is, again, just a starting point for allowing God's presence to remain with you as you ask God to fill you with his peace. Consider lighting a single candle and let the flame be a physical reminder that Jesus is the light who came into the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. Hope is not the absence of sorrow. It is the presence of Jesus in the middle of your sorrow. If you're grieving this Christmas, your pain does not put you on the outside of the Christmas story. Friend, it places you right in the center of it. The promise of Christmas is not that life will be perfect, but that in the middle of our imperfect lives, God is with us. You are not walking through this season alone, friend. He is near to you. And as the scripture says, one of my favorites, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Let me pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that Jesus came to give us the gift of peace that surpasses human understanding. Peace, Father, that we can feel and hang on to even when life is a mess, full of pain. Lord, I know the grace that comes when we're grieving, that comfort that only you can give. And Lord, I pray that over anyone listening right now that is hurting. Lord, may they sense your presence and know that you are there with them, to cry with them, and that you hold them. You are hope, and you are light, and you are life. And you, Lord, can provide everything we need to get through this season as we look to you and as we give you thanks for all that you have done in giving us the gift of eternal life, the gift of Jesus. Our hope is secure. And so, Father, we thank you and we ask for your presence to be tangible this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you for joining me today for Believe and Speak. I always enjoy hearing from you, so please leave me a comment. And if you know someone else who is carrying a heavy heart this Christmas, be sure to share this message with them as a way of letting them know they're not alone. Also, be sure to click that bell to subscribe and to be notified and certainly to like. A great video, by the way, to watch next is one that I did on finding God's presence in the midst of waiting, which might be a gentle next step for you. You can click over there and watch it. But before you do, I want to leave you with this. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.